In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went out into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of forgiveness of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And it was written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be lifted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of the Lord." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I got my good old King James Bible right here, ready to go. Besides John the Baptist, there was another prophet, Simeon, which we hear in a different Christmas reading, but I want to give you this, what he says, and this is in chapter 2. It's right before this chapter. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and that same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed upon him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel.' And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.'" And then it goes on, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Beth and I on sabbatical, we had a chance to do some reflection on things, and I read through Luke in preparation for this year. And that verse, that passage stuck out for me because Simeon said, he used the word reveal, that's the English word. But the Greek word is apocalypse. Apocalypse, revelation. That's our last book in our Bible. It's an unveiling of something. That's what the book of Revelation is, the apocalypse. And then that verse 40 talks about Jesus was filled with grace. And what I want to suggest that every gospel writer and all of us, I have these wonderful ribbons in the Bible. That's what the Luke did as the gospel writer. He looked at all of Scripture, and he, you know, Scripture can be seen kind of like a big pile of ribbons. And he pulled one, and he started to pull it, and pull it, and pull it, and pull it. And out came from his reading of the Old Testament, he didn't have the New Testament, Luke, and then his seeing Jesus and what's happening, he said, "Hey, this is the Messiah. This is the one we've been looking for. Prepare the way. Prepare the way." So what I propose as we go throughout this church year, because we're at the second week of the new church year, this is the thing I'd like you to think about, that Jesus is for us the apocalypse of grace. The apocalypse of grace. The unveiling, the revealing of God's grace for us, of God's favor for us. Now, what does that look like? and feel like, well, if you've ever held a child, that's what we're looking toward right now in Advent. What's coming? What's arriving? That's what Advent is. Well, it's Jesus. The Jesus that we can hold, embrace, love, be loved by, that carries us, because there's hope. And if you've never held a child or a grandchild, or if you've never held a hand, well, then hold on to Henry reading that the truth is with us as we lit the second Advent candle. That's how grace comes to, in a child's voice, in any voice. The apocalypse of grace, the revelation of God's love for us. That's why we prepare the way. We prepare the way. Prepare the way, for your new life is here. That's what Advent is. That's grace coming to us. It's Jesus. Amen.